Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Q-Raise Project. This is Q-Raise. I am back on this Blog Talk Radio podcast. I also got my regular podcast. You can find that on my website, artisticwarfare.com. And today I'm going to talk about, you know, believing. And the reason that I want to talk about that is because I need to hear it. So I'm going to talk about it because I believe that if you really, truly believe in something, it'll happen. Like, I'm a believer in that. And that's good and bad because it can go either way. You could easily believe in something that's harmful. You know, you could believe, something tragic's going to happen in your life, and most likely something tragic will happen in your life. I mean, that's usually how it turns out. And, you know, one might think, well, if that's the case, then wouldn't believe that I'm going to be a millionaire and it'll happen? In theory, I think so. But in actual execution of it, I think it's very hard to believe that. It's very hard to believe that you could become a millionaire. Even though you might want it, that's different than believing. See, believing is when you see the clouds in the sky and you believe it's going to rain. You just feel the moisture in the air. You know for a fact that it's going to rain, and it rains. And that's the belief. It's when you have no doubt in your mind that something is going to happen without any doubt. So I believe that as soon as you have a little bit of doubt, you already have lost. You know, you don't have a full belief. A belief has to be 100% certain. And the same thing goes with, you know, a lot of tragedy in our lives and a lot of bad things. You know, when you just have that bad feeling that something's going to happen and something ends up happening and you're like, I knew it. Well, maybe, you know, maybe the fact that you knew it, that you believed it, is what made it happen. Now, I have a real problem because I believe in this theory, but I have a real hard time following through on it. You know, I want to believe certain things, and then I end up, you know, having uncertainty or situations change that may affect my beliefs, and that usually leads to things not going the way I believe they were going to go. So what I'm trying to do now is trying to get some confidence and believe right now, you know, the next thing that I'm able to do, the present. Like, what am I able to do right now that I believe can get done and I can do and I believe I will get the results that I'm looking for? So instead of believing I'm going to the gym, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to have a get in real good shape, you know, it's really hard to believe that. But you have to more believe something smaller goals. Like, I believe I'm going to the gym today. Then that's a goal that you can believe that can actually happen, that you will have that confidence, that you will be certain that it will happen. Same thing if you believe you're going to the gym tomorrow, but in the back of your mind, you know that maybe that's not completely true. Most likely, is going to go that you're not going to go. So that belief has to be something automatic. You have to really, truly believe that. If you believe, you know, that you're hungry, for example, if you believe that, it's most likely because it's true. You probably are hungry. And there's times that you don't feel hungry, for example, and you still eat just because of that automatic, you know, you're accustomed to that to eating at a certain time, or you see food and you have a problem where you just have to eat it, or candy or whatever it is. It might not even be out of necessity. It's just out of habit. So in order for you to create a belief habit, you need to start small with smaller increments. Believe in what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes and make that materialize. And I've been reading a lot lately as well about gravity, for example, the force of gravity, which is a force that exists. It's called gravity. That's what it's been named. But it's force. It's an invisible force that's all around us, that's constantly pulling on us. And this force pulls you into, you know, pulls you down, you and everything. And without that force, we probably would be floating out in space. So if you believe that there's an invisible force that's pulling on you, like gravity, and when you throw something up, it comes down because gravity's pulling, then that belief makes it real. It's obviously a real thing. And it's very hard to argue that gravity is real. So now if gravity is real and it's an invisible force, are there other invisible forces that are in play in our lives as well that maybe we don't believe in them, but they still exist? It's kind of like gravity. You don't have to believe in gravity. Don't. You still have to abide by the rules of gravity. Now, the same thing with other forces that maybe we're not able to see. And we may not believe in them 100%, but they're around us, and we need to believe that. At least we don't need to believe, but we need to follow the rules of those things, whatever that energy may be. I don't know if you've ever been anywhere and you felt someone staring at you. I mean, then call your name. I mean, there was no audio. It was just, you just felt that presence looking at you. And you look, and sure enough, someone was looking at you. And that force is real because you felt it, and that person sent it. So you have to believe that there's that force that made connection without words or touching or anything like that. So what if we were able to take that force, whatever it's called, and use it to our advantage, use it to create a world that we want? For example, one of my goals is I want to take that force and I want to make my radio career, I want to make my podcast, I want to make all of this popular. I want to be able to speak through the airwaves and influence people. If I'm able to take that force and manipulate it, I have to believe in it. I have to believe that that force exists. And if I don't believe that force exists, then I still got to abide by its rules. I'm just not able to take advantage of the force, you know, for my benefit. And we all have that force around us, maybe within us. There's an energy. It doesn't matter what you believe. You have to abide by that rule that there's energy all around you, that we're made of energy. And, you know, it's kind of like the military when they're in the helicopters and they're looking for enemies in territory, and they can see in the dark, the infrared, and they can see the body heat, and they can see, you know, these auras moving in the darkness. That's energy. You can call it heat. You can call it whatever you want, but it's visible energy, at least at that point. Yet, I believe there's even more that we don't see or we're not able to measure. And that energy is all around us. That energy can be used towards our goals, or it can be used against our goals. And actually, sometimes we might be able to use it without even knowing we're using it against it. Most people, I believe, can feel things and can manipulate the energy, but we don't know how we do it. School, they never teach you internally to manipulate any kind of energy at all. in school, you know, they teach you everything is external. It's math or whatever it is. They're external factors. Scientific theories are outside of our realm right now. But imagine if you're able to use your energy right now and use that energy and manipulate it and make things happen. I think that that's the real power in humanity. That's the real power in humans. We don't realize it, but we're able to take that energy and use it, utilize it for our advantage. You just have to believe. Believing is the first step to creating reality. It's believing it can be done. It's having that dream and waking up and making that dream happen. It's dreaming that you are going to build a house and then taking the steps to get the materials and building the house. And then when you sit there in the house that you believe that could be built, and you're sitting there and it's built, I mean, that's the feeling of production, productivity. That's when you know you are using the energy and making things happen. And a lot of times what stops us from using this energy is thinking that we're not able to, or even further, thinking that we may not use it for the right purpose. So right now in life, you can do whatever you want. It's wide open. Whatever you want to do with your life, you can do. All of those choices, unlimited possibilities, all of those sometimes are the ones that stop you from doing anything because you might be afraid to take the wrong path. What if you manipulate that energy towards the wrong thing? What if you just do the wrong thing and you end up regretting it later? That's what happens when you have too many choices. Let's say someone in prison, they give them two choices, let's say, to do two classes. You can be either a paralegal or a chef. Let's say, I'm just making it up just to make a point. So you could be a paralegal, you could be a chef. Now it's a lot easier to choose because you don't have a choice except those two choices. Now you can even narrow it down further. Your choice is that you can learn to be a chef or not. Now it's a lot easier to become a master at that. And you don't have to worry about all the other possibilities that you're not taking advantage of because that's really your only choice. We need to do that to ourselves. We need to narrow down our choices. We need to take away all the choices and all the possibilities and just focus on what we know we are good at, what we're passionate about, what we love doing. If we are able to take that energy and focus it on one thing, that thing will get done. You will become a master at that, without a doubt. And with that 100% certainty is what's going to be able to allow you to manipulate the energy in the right way. It's believing that it can be done. I'm believing what I'm doing is what I should be doing. Therefore, how can I fail when this is all I believe in? There's no doubt in my mind. You know, I'm creating my own reality. You're able to create your own reality as well, but a lot of times we don't believe it can be done. Again, going back to becoming a millionaire, you can say it all you want. You can have affirmations. You can positive thinking, all of that, but belief, key element. Believing with no doubt. If you have no doubt, it will happen. I have no doubt about that. Now, it's very difficult to not have doubts because of all the energy around us. All the people around us have doubts. So those doubts are almost like they're contagious. So you need to be around people that believe like you believe. And that will make it easier for you to get things done. But you truly, truly have to believe. 100% in whatever it is that you're doing, and you need to focus your attention on that one thing and make it happen. Don't worry about the rest. There is no right or wrong when it comes to life. Life has a way of evolving, and what it is will be. If flower can't worry about how it looks or how it's growing, it just needs to keep growing up and finding the sun and surviving. So that we don't need to worry about all these choices. We just need to keep moving forward. And when I say moving forward, who knows what direction is forward? For some people, it's going to be north, other people's east. You can't base your forward movement based on other people. If everyone around you is going east, it does not mean that that's your direction. You may need to find that for yourself so you have no doubt that you're going in the right direction. And you'll actually be surprised how in the beginning everyone will think you're wrong. And you'll be surprised again when those same people that thought you were wrong start moving in your direction. Because you have to lead by example. You just need to do it yourself. You need to prove to people that things are possible, that you're able to manipulate energy. You'd be surprised how people, again, you will get a lot of attention, both negative and positive, about your movement because you are manipulating energy. It's like you're making it's like if you were inside a swimming pool that no one else was in there, and you start going in there, you start swimming and moving around and splashing water. Obviously, you are calling attention to that. You're manipulating that water, and that water's going all over the place. And it takes a while, even after you stop, for that water to settle. But you can't be afraid of making splash in life. You can't be afraid of people critiquing your choices because they're your choices. No one knows it. Not knowledge. But there are people that believe what their purpose is, and therefore it makes it real. They don't know, but they believe. Sometimes you just gotta believe. You don't need to know what gravity is or how it works to believe that it's real. You don't need to know energy. You just need to know that belief in energy will make it real, to believe. And I can't say that enough. There's been many inventions throughout history, many evolutions. And all of those started with a belief that it could happen, you know, whether it be the airplane. If, you know, the airplane is a crazy, crazy invention because, you know, if you've never seen an airplane before, to believe that a human being can be up in the air and travel, that's a crazy belief. That's really crazy. And not only that, not only one human being, but several human beings. Now we have hundreds of human beings that travel in the air in a metal plane to someone that's never seen a plane back in history. And, you know, you probably get killed for being that crazy. So if I told you that the things to come are going to be way over our heads, that we're not going to be able to believe right now, then we're not going to be able to make them happen. But if I told you, yeah, believe in whatever you want, because before people believed that they couldn't fly, now they fly. So now believe that you can teletrans. There's no way that you can stop that belief from 500 years from now, being able to teletransport. There's nothing in the world stopping that from happening. And right now, there are crazy beliefs, just like hundreds of people can fly in a metal plane in the future. I'm telling you, in the future, people are going to be able to teletransport. But right now, it's a crazy belief. So it's easy to dismiss and see it's crazy and not believe. But then it will come a time where the belief will be so real that it'll become a reality. Same thing, you can teletransport yourself into the life that you want to live. If you really want to be well off, you want to have financial freedom, if you really want to live a better life, you want to be happier, you can teletransport yourself into that happiness right now. You don't need to wait until certain things happen. You can be happy right now. You can choose happiness right now. You can choose to believe whatever you want to believe right now. You don't need to wait. Actually, waiting is not productive. Waiting for certain things to align is not productive. You need to continue preparing yourself and believing that what you're doing is right, whatever it is that you're doing. And if it doesn't feel good, if you don't like it, if you hate it, if you wake up every day and you hate your job and you wish you were doing something else and you wish that things were different and you wish that life was better, then you need to make that happen now. You need to make those choices now. You need to leave those things behind now. And it's so hard to do because we are conditioned as a society to do certain things, even though our parents weren't sure that what they were doing was right and their grandparents weren't sure. We believe that they knew better than us. We believe that if they tell us to go to school, that that's the best thing to do. We believe that if they tell us to do certain things, that's the best thing to do. We believe that if experts tell us to do certain things, that's the best thing to do, because we believe in everybody else except ourselves. We need to start believing in our own instinct, our own emotion, our own gut feeling. And until we start doing that for ourselves, not for anyone else, believing that what we're doing is right and continue on the path and finding ourselves and beating our own obstacles, that we already have enough obstacles with ourselves to listen to somebody else's obstacles. Most people don't have their lives together. There's very few people that are probably satisfied with the way they are living. And if you start listening to everyone else's recipe for life, you're going to end up with a bunch of ingredients that you don't want. Find your own taste. What is it that you want to do? Pursue that and do it now. Don't wait until you're in your deathbed wishing you would have made different choices. Those choices can be made right now, this second. You can make a phone call right now. You can send an email right now. You can quit your job right now. You can get another job right now. You can do that right now. Because time is relative. Time, in reality, is not real. Time is used to measure distance. So from here to the moon is, from here to the sun is how much time. From here for you to get from where you are to the nearest coffee shop, that's time. Because you got to measure, let's say you got to go to an appointment tomorrow at 11 a.m., whatever time it is right now, it's measuring when you have to be there and how long it's going to take you to be there. But in reality, time is not equal. My time right now that I'm recording this will be a different time that you're listening to this. Even if you were listening to this live, you would not be at the same time because there's delays in energy. So right now, the same time right now in the moon could not be the same time. It could not be simultaneous. There are no two times at the same time in the world. Listen to what I'm saying. There are no two times that are at the same time. Time is different in every moment, space, in time, in place. So when you are waiting, you really are not waiting. You're really just not moving. But time goes on, supposedly, and you can see the remnants of time. You can see things deteriorating. You can see how things change with time. And either you adapt or you start deteriorating as well. It's not complicated once you really understand yourself and understand that at this point in time, you can make that change because this time is as good as next time. Because it's the same amount of time. There is no time. You got to let go of time in order for you to be able to manipulate energy. You can't expect things to happen at a certain time because that time doesn't exist. The right time will be the right time. However long it takes, that's however long it takes. The distance between you and your goal, that's how you measure time. So if you have a goal, how do you get there? And how long will it take you? It doesn't matter. The fact is that you can get there. And the less you focus on how long it takes you, the quicker you get there. So that you can drive, and you can drive home and not even know how you got there. And time gets by so quickly. When you're doing something fun, just time flies. And the same thing, you know, Albert Einstein said, when you spend 5 minutes with your hand on the fire, it feels like 5 hours. But when you spend 5 hours with a pretty girl, it feels like 5 minutes. It's because time doesn't exist. Time is just a tool used to measure distances. So what you need to measure is the distance between you and your goal. And if you're really far from it, you need to start moving towards that direction. And you got to believe that you'll get there. And you'll get there at the right time. Because you can't, there's nothing you can do except start moving. And once you start moving and you can see around you, you can move quicker. You can make time move faster. You can make time move slower because it's all relative. And if you really focus on it, you can make it happen. But you have to believe. Believing is the first step to creating reality. It's the first step. There's other steps for that creation to take place and you manipulate the energy for it to become something. But believing that you can do it is the first step. Believing that you can swim. Believing that you can fly in an airplane in a metal box. If you believe that, then it'll happen. And sometimes you don't even have to believe. Because the force exists, the energy around you exists, with or without you. My advice to you is make a choice right now to believe that you can create your reality and change your reality. Manipulate the energy, feel it 100%, believe it with no doubt, and it's going to happen for you. There is no choice once you put that energy in motion. It has to move. Every action has a reaction. So you have to move. And you have to make that happen. You have to make it happen now. And if you make that choice and you truly believe that it's possible, then it'll happen. Believe that whatever you want can happen, and you can manipulate the energy to become what you need it to be. Believing is the first step to creating reality. And I hope that this has helped you because it's definitely helped me in putting things together. All the forces that are around us that we know exist, yet we can't see them, they're around you right now. Use them and use them to your advantage. Use them well. Use them to help people around you. And until next time, we'll have another chat about all of this and hopefully we are at a different time.